Syrian Prime Minister Wael al-Halqi has called on all Syrians to take part in the country's upcoming national dialogue. Halqi made the comment during a meeting of a ministerial committee with an opposition group that surrendered weapons in favor of talks. The committee is tasked with following up on the implementation of a political program to resolve the crisis in Syria. The Arab country has been grappling with foreign-sponsored insurgency that has left thousands dead so far. Well, now let's cross over to studios in Washington. Joining us is Professor Nabil Mikhail with George Washington University. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Mikhail. Now, looking at how this certain group has now put down its arms in favor of talks with regards to the situation in Syria, what do you think is causing such a move from violence to negotiations?
None of the partners to the Syrian conflict is willing for a serious dialogue with the opposite side. This could be the result of divisions inside each camp, lack of trust, and also, since I speak from America, no inducement from Russia or the United States for the conflicting parts in the Syrian conflict to negotiate. So a brokered deal, which is the hoped for outcome of any negotiation, is very, very elusive. So I do not think that any negotiation is now a serious proposal. But on the other hand, I have to acknowledge that when someone calls for a dialogue or to stop this side from doing so and so, it means that there are now many wary partners to the conflict. Some partners of the conflict are tired, are reassessing their situation. So we can see in this month or as soon as possible some reshuffling of the positions of many groups that are involved in the Syrian tragedy.
Well, as you have just mentioned, there is no inducement for a lot of these foreign-backed insurgent groups to put down their arms, considering they are being supported monetarily and otherwise from regional countries as well as the West. So where do you think ultimately talks are going to lead, considering looking at the way the violence has now gone on for over 2 years in Syria? It does seem a negotiated solution is the only way out.
You mentioned at the beginning of your question, there is no inducement for those who arm it. The answer is simple. There are no people to collect these arms. So you have basically a very intransigent situation. There are people dedicated to each cause, either the overthrow or the defense of the regime, polarized positions, and they float the idea of negotiations. So in order to make negotiations reasonable and a viable solution, you have to set up to chart a target. The goal of the negotiations is to disarm all the armed opposition and also to ensure that the regular armies of Syria do not function as an internal security apparatus. This could be the subject of a negotiated agenda. So the conflict is armed. You have to basically defang, or you have to pull away that dangerous element that every side is armed. If there is an armistice, if there is an agreement for for handing in parts of the weapons each side owns and employs, I believe the conflict could be less violent, because never has the Middle East seen such a violent landscape like the Syrian conflict. It is very, very regrettable.
Indeed, and very, very quickly, if you can, how united do you think different factions within what you've called the armed opposition are to actually form a united front to sit down on the negotiating table and present their demands?
This week, what transpired inside Washington and what I can convey to you is that the opposition is very divided, and I do not think it can be unified easily or soon. That could be another course of the situation in Syria, how the opposition can reorganize itself.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we have run out of time. Professor Nabil Mikhail with George Washington University, they're joining us from Washington. Professor, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.